Wild Boy by James Lincoln Collier. Narrated by Kirby Hayborn. Chapter 1. There was a place where a rock outcropping stuck out of the side of the mountain. Nothing grew there, and you could see for miles across the prairie down below. I don't know how many miles, 20, 50, maybe 100 for all I knew. You could see the river wandering through the grass like a brown snake wriggling across the prairie, and beside it the little town where I come from, and not much else. Lazy clouds slipping across the blue sky, a few clumps of trees here and there by a sinkhole where there was water. Not much else. The town was maybe 10 miles away. I knew, because I walked it more than once. But sometimes there'd be people down there, maybe a wagon train of overlanders heading for Oregon, maybe a couple of fellas riding off somewheres, maybe a few Indians racing through the prairie grass on their ponies. I liked going there when I felt lonely, just lie on the warm rock with the sun on my back and see what was going on. Sometimes I'd lie there for the longest time, watching a wagon train wind along the river, churning up a cloud of yellow-brown dust that rose up and up into the sky until the wagon train disappeared in the north, and I couldn't see it no more. I was low in mind right then, hadn't been able to scare up hardly anything serious to eat for 3 days. Some wild strawberries I come on in a little clearing, and a fair-sized turtle that was laying on a rock in the sun. Turtles don't have no sense. The strawberries wasn't quite right, but I ate 'em anyway. The turtle was pretty good, but there was blame little to him. I was still mighty hungry as I lay on the warm...